KBOO has been covering a ballot measure in Lincoln County, Oregon, that would ban the aerial spraying of pesticides and herbicides. Measure 21-177 also has language in it that would amend local law to recognize community environmental rights. The measure has sparked local opposition in the timber and farming-reliant county. Both sides have attracted national support, but that support comes in different forms. The group against the measure has not yet raked in the hundreds of thousands of dollars typically thrown at similar local measures by corporations like Monsanto, Dow, and Syngenta. The group supporting the measure, Citizens for a Healthy County, has raised just under $9,000 as of today, while the primary opposition group has raised almost $65,000. I spoke to the director of the Coalition to Defeat Measure 21-177, Alan Fujishin, last week, and that interview can be found at kboo.fm. Two well-known state lobbying groups, the Oregon Forest and Industries Council and Oregonians for Food and Shelter, have also officially opposed the measure. Neither has responded to an interview request as of this broadcast. The against side has pointed to one of the main groups giving support to the measure, the Pennsylvania Nonprofit Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund, or CELDEF, equating its support for the measure to the ag multinationals' opposition. For more on the measure and the role played by CELDEF, I spoke over the weekend with Rio Davidson of Citizens for a Healthy County and Kai Hushka, the lead Northwest organizer for CELDEF. Can you just give me a little background about how your two groups came to work together on this measure?
You want to take that, Rio?
Sure, yeah. We've been working a long time with CELDEF, and it came through some meetings up in Portland. We heard their talk about the rights of nature and trying to work on corporate personhood, and it really seemed to fit local lawmaking with our group's goals.
That idea of corporate personhood, how does that fit into this, the community rights idea?
You want to take that one?
Yeah. I mean, the functional reality is when communities like Lincoln County are looking at trying to better the quality of health and life in their community, in their case around banning aerial spray of pesticides. I mean, one of the things that they potentially can run into and other communities will run into is corporations claiming that they have personhood rights or constitutional rights, and that those constitutional rights of the corporation is superior to that of the community, whether it's the individuals, the collective community, or the environment itself. And so it's a major barrier to, one, trying to stop the nasty stuff happening in your communities or the stuff that's proposed, or even if you're looking to, you know, step out into doing things on a more deep, sustainable level. One of the things that communities run into is this legal doctrine of corporate personhood or corporate constitutional rights. And it's a major barrier limiter to, you know, community self-determination as well as community visioning. So it's something of which, communities have to be aware of, and I think really the broader society needs to be aware of on how that actually functions and why it's such a major piece to why we're unable to really get to where we want to go when it comes to really deep environmental issues or even other social issues or economic issues, that empowerment of corporations, having those kind of personhood rights and being superior to that of entire communities, really the entire states, it leaves us at a severe disadvantage if the courts continue to protect those corporate rights over that of community rights.
And Kai, is there an example of a victory that CELDEF has had that could give us an idea of how a community could overcome that court bias towards corporate personhood?
Yeah, I think the victories are coming in the fact that communities are stepping forward to challenge that notion, that our right of self-government in our own communities. So in Lincoln County, for instance, that the people of Lincoln County have this fundamental right of self-government, and that corporations are going to claim that they have greater rights. I think the victories are coming that there are an increasing number of communities that are doing similar work as in Lincoln County to confront that. Some of those instances do end up in court. There have been cases over the years where communities have lost, where the courts have said, sorry, but corporations have greater rights than you. And, you know, the response can be, well, we tried, we're going to go home now. Or the opposite is what's really happening in a growing number now, is people saying, well, there's something fundamentally wrong with that. And that's our sense of government, is that you're going to bestow corporations with greater governmental powers, greater rights than people in the environment. Well, we're going to continue to do the work, make the laws in the communities we're at, and begin to continue, I mean, I should say, to challenge that notion. So some of these things do end up in court. Some of the communities we're dealing with now back east are in the midst of some of these court cases where it's really this clear battle of, you know, so-called claimed corporate constitutional rights or personhood rights against a community's right. And some of those court battles are continuing. I think the wins are really happening in, again, the numbers of communities showing up, but also that there's this understanding that we have to move to the next level. And so the idea of amending state constitutions and eventually amending or changing the federal constitution, that we get rid of these legal doctrines. So it's not a clear legal path that communities are dealing with. It's really about creating a political movement and a political revolution that actually really elevates communities and the environment above that of corporations. Otherwise, I think we can expect more and more of the same, which is not a pretty picture.
I know that farming and timber industries are pretty big in Lincoln County. What is the makeup of your opposition, and has it what sort of support have they received?
Unfortunately, you know, our opposition, the donation list isn't populated by our friends and neighbors, but instead with the likes of Weyerhaeuser, along with Oregonians for Food and Shelter, a front organization for ag companies, ag and chem companies. You know, they're supported by large donations made by Monsanto, Dow International, Simplex, and Syngenta. And, you know, they've already raised about $50,000 to defeat us so far, so that we're definitely seeing the corporate opposition coming in. And, you know, they're trying to get locals kind of be their front people, but when you look at where the money's coming from, it's definitely a you know, well-funded corporate opposition to our measure.
I have heard from people involved with the Coalition to Defeat, I guess I should say, Measure 21-177 is this measure. I've heard from them and from a couple of letters to the editor that characterize Seldiff as another outside influence on your side. Kai, is that an accusation that you face in a lot of these efforts, and how do you respond to it?
Yeah, I mean, it's been brought up before, where the really the corporate-led opposition is real, is laid out as to what they're facing there in Lincoln County is the typical you know, opponents to the community rights work, and you know, they have brought up this sort of claim that you know, Seldiff is somehow you know, manipulating communities or, you know, controlling communities to do this work. You know, we are a group that only works in communities where communities have reached out to us for assistance, and it ultimately really comes down to the communities doing the work themselves. If there's things we can provide and support and consultation, we will. You know, the corporations use their resources, the communities have us as a resource, but it's not us doing the work.
For you, Rio, what's next for the Citizens for a Healthy Lincoln County after this measure, should it pass or not?
Well, we're really dedicated to the health and well-being of this community, so we're here to stay, so we're going to be working with members of our community to really make sure that, you know, our watersheds are protected, that these assaults on, you know, right above our drinking water areas, you know, that they're not being sprayed and not being contaminated. We feel like, you know, every major city's water system in our county is under threat by clear cutting and aerial spraying. So whether this measure passes or not, we're going to be continuing to protect, you know, our watersheds and our community. We're in it for the long haul. I mean, like Kai said, this is the beginning of, you know, a real different trend in our community. People are getting really activated and really excited and really starting to think about what our community needs, what we want for our future. So I think after this measure, there's going to be definitely a lot of talk among the community about where we're headed next. The ballot measure is going to be in May 2017 here in Lincoln County, so we're spending a lot of our time trying to fundraise and get the word out. And you can go to our website, citizensforahealthycounty.com, to learn a little bit more. So, I mean, I know the question is what's next, but for us, we have about a month and a half, and so we're doing a bunch of public outreach events, leafleting, tabling, you know, good old-fashioned grassroots organizing to try to counterbalance this massive amount of corporate funds that are coming in and, you know, going to be filling our airwaves and our mailboxes with glossy flyers.
I have been speaking with Rio Davidson of the group Citizens for a Healthy County down in Lincoln County, Oregon, and with Kai Hushka of the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund. Thank you very much to both of you for talking with me today.
Oh, thank you. It's
been
a pleasure.
For KBOO Evening News, I'm Sam Bowman.